Yes, I'm missing. Well, the defensive that I was saying that it's a democratic right for anybody to air their grievance in any way that is allowed in the constitution of our country. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But now the question of the matter here will be: are the people seeing the root cause of all these problems, or they are just probably taking it from the surface? Because at the time they say that if you want to get rid of a tree, absolutely, you need to then uproot them, remove its roots. But if you cut it on the stem, definitely we all know what will happen later on. It will still come up. So I think we are probably on what we are crying for. It's not the solution for the president to go. There are so many other people problems, the root causes of our economic situation. And also, there's an element of people now trying to come up with another way of enforcing regime change. But the unfortunate thing is that people want to take us to a state and state where it will be deplorable. Like, for example, look at countries like Syria, look at countries like Libya, look at all those countries that have tried to go that route. The end result is that there's no more peace. There's no more settlement, and you can never, ever afford to stay in a volatile situation like that. It's terrible. Buildings are burned down. People are dying. Diseases are now prone. It's something that we should not envy as Zimbabwe. That's not the road to go. Let's find the proper route. Let's find our problem and solve our problems amicably.
Mr. Mafume, do you agree with that?
I think that Mugabe must go is now not only an economic problem, but a security issue. He is talking about Iraq and so forth. Zimbabwe looks like Somalia. Even when we don't have a war, we have shortages of money. Even countries that are at war do not have shortages of money. We have portals that are bigger than cars. We have people dying because they have no medicine and the doctors are not treating them. Salaries are not being paid. They are only paying soldiers as if our country is a militia-run country where soldiers and policemen are the only ones that are paid. ZANU-PF people are at each other's throats. Mnangagwa, Kasukuwere, they are threatening to grab companies. They are destroying towns. There is no water. Sewage is flowing everywhere. Electricity is only there because the industries have shut down. People are in the streets prostituting, thieves galore. People are crossing the borders and fighting at borders to bring goods. Children of Zimbabwe are maids in Mozambique, they are maids in Botswana, they are maids in South Africa and Garden Boys. So this country is dead, dead, dead like its president. And therefore, that he must go is actually a national issue which cuts across political party lines.
Mr. Chuma, you can hear what Mr. Mafume is saying. People, according to him, are very angry about what is going on. So at the end of the day, is the ZANU-PF government prepared to actually risk the president, you know, to say, you know what, people are calling for your ouster, so it's better for you to go, and then you guys actually then rectify what is happening in the country?
That is why I say that it's a misplaced call. All the problems that are happening, they're the root cause. I said it before. And that's what we need to look at politically and realistically as well. It's not about the president. It goes deeper than that.
What is it exactly?
It will be a discussion for really another day, to be honest with you. But the basic thing is that we know that the economy is being supported. We know that things are not going well because somebody who was actually the person decided to really pick it up. But what we're saying is that there must be a solution. And the solution is that we need to come together as Zimbabwe and think of this country as our own and one and only country that we have, that we will ever have, because we'll never have another Zimbabwe. And then start working positively towards resuscitating